sweetie.
I'm doing rich. Pretty. I'm doing rich. Super fine, bills paid, doing fine. To the time, get me right, use your mind. Yeah. I'm a water sign, don't forget, it's perfect by design. So it's big, you know I ain't holding big. 69, we could be my zodiac. I'm a catch, I would last no fit. It's a wreck, take a trip, go relate. Get down on the floor, touch your toes like a pro. Yeah, I know you never seen this before. Make the money, spend some money, get some more.
That's right.
I'm doing rich. Pretty. I'm doing rich. Rich Timmy. I'm doing rich. Pretty. I'm doing rich. Rich Timmy.
Poke it out.
Fast showing out, going out, liquor shots going out, big amount, never have to go out. Money talk, bank account, motor mouth, private jet, first class, not a flex. Post a pic, shut down the entire net. Not impressed with competition, I'm the best. I confess, pretty run away. Down on the floor, touch your toes, bust it open like a pro. Yeah, I know you never seen this before. Make the money, spend some money, get some more.
Right.
I'm doing rich. Pretty. I'm doing rich.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, setting your weekend off right. All right, now I know it's Friday. All right, everybody just got paid. All right, you got a pocket full of money. All right, you're looking outside, getting ready to go have a real good time for the weekend, but don't go broke trying to engage in rich activities. All right, make sure y'all living within your means, man. I don't want to see y'all, you know what I'm saying, with your pockets turned inside out. All right, because Monday is going to be here quick. All right, Monday's going to be here quick, so don't blow all the bread, all right, on Friday night. All right, trying to, you know, do those rich activities. All right, big shout out to Saweetie. That's her latest joint right there, Dirty Basement Radio. We're in the building. The ATL live show is in full effect, setting off your weekend the way it needs to be set off. You know what I mean? Big shout out to the Tylers. All right, I see them in the building. Big shout out to all my Philly folks. Big shout out to my dude Jazzo. I see a foreign number in the building. I don't recognize this number, but big shout out to the 267 that's in the building right now. I salute. All right, press that number one button if you want to come on these airwaves and holler at your boy. All right, let me get the Tylers connected right now. Let me get them connected to see what's going on in their neck of the woods. Tylers, what's the good word?
What it do, man?
How you doing? I'm Kim.
I'm Nelson.
And we are?
The Meet the Tylers Experience.
And this is ATL Live on Dirty Basement Radio. What's up, DJ Sincere?
It's hotter than the devil's toe out here.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yeah, it's already in the 90s. It ain't even May yet.
Well, wow. It's heating up like that. All right, well, y'all need to send some of that heat, some of that sunshine this way, because it's just been teasing us. It's just been a tease. We had a little flash of summertime or, you know, late springtime early in the week. You know what I'm saying? I was able to go in the closet, pull out some of the fly gear, put on some of my happy clothes and go outside. You know what I'm saying? But then it turned right back around. By Wednesday, it was back, you know, back to the bullshit. And wintertime is like, I'm not done yet. You must be bugging. It's only April. All right, we still got some chilliness in the air. But nonetheless, all right, Dirty Basement Radio, ATL Live. We're gonna heat this up. But what's been going on in y'all neck of the woods? What's the, you know what I'm saying, what's the latest? Anything on the radar? Any happenings?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely always something happening, especially in the media world. You know what I'm saying?
We got Freaknik 420 event tomorrow.
Well, we're going to be live.
We're going to be live there.
That's going to be big.
Okay, okay. All right, now that's right. Tomorrow is 420. All right, for all my people who indulge, who like to enjoy, you know, they got a bunch of names for it, but y'all know what it is. But we're going to be on the airwaves tomorrow also, all right, for Dirty Basement Radio, the Dirty Basement Radio Show, the original Dirty Basement Radio Show, all right, we're going to be on. So now what time is that event tomorrow?
We'll be there from 3 to 10.
Okay. All right. All right. So y'all will be able to, you know, tap in, hopefully. All right. The festivities and the activities won't keep you too occupied. You'll be able to, you know, maybe tap in with us and give a live from the scene report.
Oh, we'd love to. We'd love to. There's so much going on there tomorrow. It's going to be so dope. Being live is going to be a great experience.
Okay. All right, definitely looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Let me see if I can get this 267 to say a couple of words. Hopefully they're not too shy. Then we're going to jump back to some more music. And, you know, a little bit later on, you know, we got some things to talk about. So we're going to get into it. But let me see what's going on with this 267 area code. 267, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. Talk to me. Talk to me. What's happening? Come on, 267. Don't be like that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be like that. What's going on?
Yeah,
how
be
are
like,
you?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can talk to us. All right, well, I guess they're a little bit too shy for the telephone, or maybe they may be occupied in another situation or circumstance right now, but it's all good. We appreciate you coming on board and checking us out, and hopefully you'll be able to shout yourself out and come on these airways in a little while, maybe a little bit later on in the show. Big shout-out to my dude, Mr. Raw. All right, hopefully we'll catch up to him. Big shout-out to Remedy Cold Sweat. All right, hopefully we'll catch up with her. If not today, then maybe tomorrow, but we're going to see if we get to catch up with my folks a little bit later on. I saw Jazzo running around the back a couple of minutes ago, so maybe we'll get him connected in just a bit. Get ready to get back to some more of this music. We're going to keep it heated, keep it hot on the ATL Live radio show. All right, now, this show is focused on Southern artists in general and ATL artists in particular. Now, for me here in New York, I got to let y'all in on a secret, right, before we get to this music. As far as I'm concerned, and I think everybody from the old New York, and I do make that distinction now, all right, everybody from the old New York, they understand what I'm getting ready to say. All right, as far as we're concerned, everybody outside of New York is down south. Okay? So if you live outside of New York, everybody else is down south. All right? So when you get, okay, all right, all right, all right. If you, once you get past, all right, I give Jersey a little bit. Once you get past, let's say, Newark, which really kind of sounds like New York, right? Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. Right, once you get past like around Newark, all right, everything else is down south. All right, really. All right, you go a little bit further into Jersey, that's down south. Delaware is down south. Virginia is definitely down south. So everything else outside New York is down south. So that qualifies all of y'all. All right, what do you think about that, Tyler? Am I off base with that?
Yeah, you're a little off base with that. Because us in the South, I kind of understand it because us being here in Atlanta, there's only one state farther south than us as far as I'm concerned, and that's Florida. So, like,
right.
when we say we're going somewhere, we always say up there. Like, we think everything's north. Even when I lived in Cincinnati in college, like, I was like, oh, I'm up north. They're like, no, you're not. You're in the Midwest. And I'm like, what's that mean? Like, I thought everything was north from Georgia. Like, I don't – but I understand about the old New York part, because in Atlanta we have to do that. Like, the old Atlanta – those of us that's been here, that grew here and didn't fly here, like, we see things different for Atlanta than people that didn't grow here. So I understand that part. But, like, I'm with you. Like, I feel like everything outside of Georgia is up north. So I'm with you.
Okay. All right. All right. So you pretty much understand why. But, see, New York, see, East Coast, all right, I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry. Well, we was kind of, you know, saying we was kind of roasting him last week anyway. So, you know, he got thrown overboard talking about J. Cole. But I'm sorry, y'all. All right, East Coast really only consists of really like one state. All right, East Coast is really just New York. As far as the vibe and the energy and the sound goes, actually, I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all can be mad at me all y'all want, but everything else is down south. Yeah, yeah, Pennsylvania's down south too. All right, Pennsylvania's down south. You ever been to Allentown and Bethlehem and those kind of places? That shit is down south, y'all. I'm sorry. All right, let me go to 267. Maybe they want to curse me out now. 267, you got something you want to say now? You still not ready? No? Still not ready for me? All right, but we appreciate you being in the building. All right, big shout out to my dude, Mr. Roy. He's in the building right now. Let's jump back to some more of this music. This is Red Velvet. I had him in the building on an occasion or two. All right, fantastic artist. Love this vibe on this song. This is Glaze on him. Just getting it started. That's my dude Red Velvet on that joint. Right, big shout out to him. Let's keep it blazing right now. We got nothing but heat. Haven't played this one in a while. I'm going to jump out to the Midwest real quick. This is Mercy Lee alongside of SAG Live. DJ Hard Hitter is the featured artist on this. This is his track, actually. You know what I mean? We had all them folks in the building at one time or another. Check the archives. The best of the business is on the mic. Let's go.
Y'all concerned with Donald Trump. clean water. Spend $1 billion just to slaughter my brown people and spend some more not to be around people. Yeah.
My first quarter million,
trying to do me, but I only do us, and I done came a long way, did a lot of right, but I learned from my wrong way. See, music be my energy, that and a weed, got a can of weed, they pack that shit like sardines, and it's thank you too, got it from the loot, homie brought it through, fans thanking me, I thank the loot, that's what players do, ask my brother Kiwan, he a player too, and all this players do is rep the youth.
My first quarter million, I bought a quarter pound of Kush.
I bought a quarter pound of Kush.
Yeah, I bought a Benz with a phone, and they called us some pussy. I called us some pussy, yeah. I told my mama pack her baby cause it's on. I told my mama pack her baby cause it's on. I told my mama tell her about to kiss her ass. 50K, she done pack her 100J.
Let that one rock out, real, real serious, serious record right there. That's DJ Hard Hitter alongside of Murphy Lee and Sag Live. All right, that's called Kush. If you never heard that one, remember where you heard that first. All right, we had those gentlemen, Murphy Lee and Kiwan, in the building a couple years ago, actually, on these airways. Check the archives. My archives are heavy. All right, I have no competition when it comes to this. Believe what I tell you. Now, tomorrow is 4:20, right? But there's nothing wrong with starting a little bit early. All right, start a little bit early today. All right, spark up some of that good kush. All right, you heard the song, right? So spark up some of that good kush. All right, do that. All right, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about this brand-new programming here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right? All right, brand-new programming here. All right, out with the old, in with the new. All right, this is the ATL Live Show. Big shout-out to all my area codes that are in the building. All right, make sure you tell them about this good energy.
Grapeshit, man. What's
up, huh?
Up. The king is here, my ride, well, it's right on time. And if you do not mind, I like a glass of Prosecco wine. I'm with the queen, finna get offline. Wait, scratch that. I'm fly like the jet lag. I'm proofing the fact you can ride. chit chat. With a flow like this shit hit with an impact. How you do it? I don't get that. He a father, artist, man, and a good dad. Real nigga to the core and I meant that. Ten toes when I'm on, you offend that. Sorry, I done made peace for the pilots. Spending my days in the silence. I can hear voice, I can hear the voice of the goddess. And you gotta watch your surroundings, protect your
energy, ooh, 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 energy, ooh.
Joint to one of these energy drinks or something. That should be an easy sell right there. For real, for real. Who's dealing with this guy's business over here? You need to come talk to me, man. You're missing the boat on that one, Ace. All right. But big shout out once again to my folks that are in the building. All right, big shout out to Dior, the chocolate doll. She's running around doing what she do. Let me see if I can get her connected for a hot minute. Dior, you in the building?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
All right. I know you are out and about getting ready to do what you do. So you want to let us know what's happening, what's going on, any exclusive info you can give us here on Dirty Basement Radio?
Well, this week I'm actually at the airport right now. Y'all just catch me. I'm about to catch my flight. I actually am doing a mini tour. First stop is tomorrow. I'll be in Illinois' East St. Louis performing. So that's where I'm headed to. I'm literally at the airport right now, but I tuned in tonight. So what's popping, y'all?
All right. That's what's up. So, what's some of the other stops is going to be on the tour? You said you're going to be where in Illinois?
Yes,
you said
sir. We have East St. Louis will be tomorrow. Monday we'll be in New York. After that we headed to North Carolina, Texas, and then back to Atlanta.
Nice. Now, how did all of that come together for you?
I actually just an artist that actually is bringing me out to perform my song. They bringing me out as like an open act. So, it's kind of fire right now.
All right. Well, that's what it is. Make sure that you get, a ton of content. You know, that's important. Make sure you get a ton of content.
Yes, for sure. Y'all can be tuned in. Make sure y'all tune in. I'm going to have fire footage, everything for y'all to check out.
All right, that's what it is. Dior, the chocolate doll in the building. All right, we're going to let you get ready, you know what I'm saying? Get your mind right. Get on your flight. Now, I'm notoriously scared of airplanes, so, you're going to help me out. All right, you know what I'm saying? I'll be keeping a list of nice young ladies who can accompany me should I need to get on any airplane because I'm going to need somebody to sit with me. So, you might get that call. You might get that call one day when I got to go someplace and I'm kind of nervous about going by myself.
We're going to vibe out.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's the kind of answer I'll be liking.
I don't like being uncomfortable. I hate when I end up in the middle seat between people that's boring or, sleep snoring or something. No, I need somebody next to me where I can be chill, relax, take me a couple shots. You know what I'm saying? Relax.
All right, that's to keep me distracted, because otherwise I'm going to sit there and I'm just going to look straight ahead. I'm not looking out the window. I don't want to know nothing. Matter of fact, I want to forget that I'm even off the ground. All right, I don't even want to think about that. I don't even want to think about flying as far as I'm concerned. And I'm still on the ground. All right, that's the mindset that I have to have. So you're going to have to help me out with that. I appreciate that. Understand.
I got you.
Just bear with me. All right, I like CDR. We here. Tyler, how about y'all? Are y'all afraid of flying, or is it just me? You afraid of flying?
Brother, it ain't just you. I agree. And the weird thing about me, I used to fly a lot when I was young, but as the, like, when I got in my like late 30s and 40 now, I can't do it, bro. My nerves
can't do it, right?
Ain't set up.
I have to take me a shot before I get on the flight. I'll be scared.
Only one
me
shot?
Too, cause
only one?
Last time
no,
I got
I
on the plane.
No, I take about two or three.
Oh, okay.
I'm scared of heights for real.
When my mother turned 50, all of us went to Las Vegas. Man, I told my mom I had cash on me, but on the plane, you can only use a credit card. So I gave my mother all this cash and said, Mom, just bring them shots of Hennessy back to back. Keep it coming. By the time I got off that plane, I was so fucked up.
Oh,
I was fucked up by the time I got
That's how you got that. That's how
I
got to do it.
Tell you, when you make
yeah,
it,
I have to take me at least two or three.
Lady, when you make it back
to
Atlanta,
yeah.
Tap in with Meet the Tylers and come perform for our crowd, you know?
Where you at?
In Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'm headed to right now. I'm going to be in Atlanta tonight, only till like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm leaving out, but I'm always in Atlanta. That's my second home. I'm literally there almost every other week.
Yes, tap in with us down here.
Add me on IG and send me a message. I'm literally there almost every other week.
I ain't going to say too much on the radio, but I got you.
Yeah, let's get it popping.
All right.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, straight like that. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Once again, making those connections live on the air. Dior, the chocolate doll, is in the building. Let's jump into her single right now. She's going to smash the stage with this one. It's going to be a sight. Believe me, she's going to let them see it.
Hey. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy. Freak that nigga, bitch, freak that nigga, bitch. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy. Freak that nigga, bitch, freak that nigga, bitch. Throw it back, it, I'ma break it. Got this nigga feeling hot and horny the way I take it. Booty moving like an earthquake, it be shaking. And all my girls with me, fine as fuck, no relation. I work my way to the top and I'm owning it. And I'ma get it when I want, no persigning. If you a freak hoe, bend over and touch your toes. Make them niggas throw them dollars when you twerk it on the pole. Big booty freak, I'ma wind it up. I do my dance on this lap, his dick rising up. Twerking on the pole, kitty all up in your face. Every hour, got this ass on display. Never no coward, my bitch is a bedazzery. We tearing up the club with pussy popping mastery. Drop this ass like a fucking bad habit. Coming on your face, now it's messy all on your jacket, freak hoe. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy. Freak that nigga, bitch, freak that nigga, bitch. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy. Freak that nigga, bitch, freak that nigga, bitch.
Bounce that ass, bounce that ass, gotta make that ass move back. Make these niggas throw them dollars when they see that ass clap. Bounce that ass, gotta make that ass move back. Make these niggas throw them dollars when they see that ass clap, ayy. Bounce that ass, ayy. Move that ass, ayy. Shake that ass, ayy. I'ma twerk harder. Bounce that ass, ayy. Move that ass, ayy. Shake that ass, ayy. I'ma twerk harder.
I know you've been patiently waiting. Wanna see how a bitch gonna shake it.
in my bag, looking like I'ma break it. A cute face, slim waist, and my thighs thick. Bounce his ass up and down like he got hydraulics. Don't want no house or a diamond ring. Money shower is a wedding dream. He said he wanna see me shake his ass. Time ain't free, better throw the cash. I'ma bend it over, touch my toes and let him see it. Boss bitch, I ride it good, keep on fiending. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it, ayy. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it, ayy. Freak that nigga, bitch, freak that nigga, bitch. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it, ayy. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it, ayy. Freak that nigga, bitch, freak that nigga, bitch.
Yeah, 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 another banger right there. The independent artist, best friend in the building. That was the Or the Chocolate Dog. Let him see it. She's on her way out and about to smash stages around the country right now, so stay tuned for that. Let me see if I get Mr. Raw connected right now. Mr. Raw, what's the word?
You. Peace and blessings to everybody. How y'all doing? What's going on?
All right. You know, we're doing it. All right, you know, we here live, ATL live. The Tyler's in the building. All right. Just finished listening to Dior. She's in the building. I'm going to get Jazzo connected. All right. He got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff going on. We've been chopping it up behind the scenes for the last day or two. So what's new with you?
Nothing great. I just lost one of my union members. So I'm just trying to stay above water. If you get a chance, you can play that Click Clack. That's the third verse on the Click Clack, the one that you like. That was my young boy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Queens native, Arsenal rebel. May peace be upon him, and then rest in paradise, my brother. And
no doubt.
I'm gonna hang on as much as I can, and definitely I'll be in there tomorrow also. You know, so. I'm in and out, making moves, shaking and moving. I'm here.
All right, no doubt. Well, I'm definitely sorry to hear about that. Definitely sorry to hear about the loss of, you know, your union member. Yeah, definitely. You know, always sad to hear about anybody's loss. So definitely may peace be upon his soul. All right, let's jump into that joint right now. All right, this is Click Clack.
Yeah, I was right there, so yo, I walked the last night. Give a nigga a little drink in the nigga's sister. Niggas go cry, whatever. You old wildin' now, son. They need to chill, son. Cowboy. Click clack. Get back, it's a nigga with a gun and he don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the max. Till the next man up in your back, holding the gas. My 380 special is a friend of my palm. Something I can rely on and depend like my mom. Something to toss to the curb and forget like my dad. Relieves my stress more than a pen in the pad. When I grab it, it's just like I'm holding a fat ass. It gives me a rush when I let off a fat blast. Shining, just like I'm cleaning my car to make sure that the chrome gleams just like a star. I carry it just in case these niggas do hate me,
you know?
The clip is fully loaded with the switch off the safety. But lately, I really don't have to use it, but I keep it close by just for a nigga who loses. I shoot it over my slim nose rifle, cause it's easy to stash. Don't give a nigga an eyeful. I stifle the drama every time I come around. You should see all the people how they act when they wild. Click clack. Get back, it's a nigga with a gun and he don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the max. Till the next man up in your back, holding the gas.
Click clack, get back, it's a bitch with a gun and she don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the max. Till the next bitch is up in your back, holding the gas. A pearl handle 22 is what I use for my foes. Something I can rely on and keep it stashed in my clothes. Something to toss in the trash, forget like my past. Relieves my stress more than purchasing bags. When I grab it, it's just like I'm holding a fat dick. I wave it in the air like I'm performing magic. I shine it, just like I'm glossing my lips to make sure you remember it, just like a kiss. I carry it, just in case there's bitches who hate me. Put one in the chamber to switch off the safety. But lately, some bitches know how to act. They don't try to piss me off, cause I'm quick to cock back. I choose it over my black handle Beretta, cause it's easy to hide. I keep it tucked in my sweater. I let a bitch understand when I come around. You should see how they act every time when they hear the sound. Click, clack. Get back, it's a bitch with a gun and she don't know how to act. It's the fact that once you're strapped, you feel like the mat till the next bitch is up in your back, pulling the gas.
Click, clack. Get back, little nigga with a gun, and he don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the Mac. To the next youngin's up in your back, holding a gap. A semi-auto 25 is what I keep on my waist. Something I could rely on when niggas jump in my face. Something to toss in the trash right along with my past. Relieve my stress, just like getting some ass. When I grab it, it's just like I'm holding a fat kick. Gives me a strong rush, like I'm up in the fat clip. I shine it, just like I'm cleaning my ice. Cause it got a gleam right before taking a life, I carry it just in case these niggas do hate me. Extra clip in the pocket with the switch up to safety. But lately, I ain't have to bust off, but I keep it close by for niggas thinking I'm soft. I choose it over my 9mm, cause it's easy to stash tucked under my white beater. If I meet a nigga looking for drama, I'm down. It's amazing how they tense up once they hear that sound.
Click, clack. Get back, it's a nigga with a gun, and he don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the Mac. Till the next man up in your back, holding the gap.
Click, clack. Get back, it's a bitch with a gun, and she don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the Mac. Till the next bitch is up in your back, holding the gap.
Click, clack. Get back, little nigga with a gun, and he don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the Mac. To the next youngin's up in your back, holding the gap.
What's happening? This your girl Kaya, Thug Mrs., Miss Neck and Back, and you're listening to DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio, NYC. Real talk from a real woman.
I'm gon' spin the thing up and spin around and look back at it while I break it on down.
What it do, it's your girl, Miss Fee, NAB representer, you dig, 816-718, rocking with Dirty Basement Radio, get at us, yee!
Yeah, 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 Dirty Basement Radio, big shout out to Miss Fifi, all the good folks over at Rare Royalty Magazine. You can check me out in the recent edition of Rare Royalty Magazine, and you can also check me out in the current edition of Blastin' Nation Magazine. Check me out in both of those periodicals if you get a chance. Let me see if I can get Jazzo connected right now, see what's going on in his neck of the woods. Jazzo, what's the good word?
What's up, bro? Everything's all good, player.
All right, all right. Now, I know you've been talking about a lot of stuff. We've been chopping up behind the scenes. A lot of stuff is going on in your area. You shot me that flyer a little bit earlier, man. That flyer is looking real official. You know, looking real nice, real nice. I think I might have to, you know, pop out. You know, it's getting to be that time of year a little bit. Hopefully, the weather warms up because, like I said earlier, it's been kind of playing with us. I know you right down the road in Philly, so you're going through the same BS I'm going through with this weather right now. It's just kind of playing around. It's just kind of teasing us. All right, but I anticipate it breaking real soon. All right, so why don't you talk a little bit about that event that's going to be going down on the 10th? I see a couple of artists I haven't heard from in a while on that joint. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. My buddy Shannon E Entertainment out of Chester, PA. Matter of fact, she put this together. And she's been doing a lot of stuff with Tyler Perry, like a lot of the shows as far as, Sisters. She did something on the Oval and Zatima. So she's doing a lot of stuff. So she came back to the city where she grew up in. And this event is called Chester Day. And it is helping the youth of Chester, the Chester High School basketball team. So she does a lot of philanthropy, and I'm doing the promotions with it, helping her with the vendors as well as being a guest with yours truly, DJ Sincere, supposed to be coming down there with me. And then I got another one of my producers. I went to school with Bonnie Bond. She's going to be a part of it also, helping us with the productions and things of that nature. So. It's definitely going to be a good event. It's going to be at Harrah's Casino in Chester. So we're going to have fun. That's going to be a nice weekend. That's going to be definitely a nice weekend. And we got the Roots picnic a couple weeks after that. June the 1st, I'm doing a big event, which again, Mr. Sincere will be here. Be in the house. We got a couple things that we rocking on. So it's going to be definitely good. Got the TV show jumping off. You know what I mean? Dirt TV as well as I'm gonna be doing a TV show here in Philly as well as Models, Music, and Mayhem. And then we got a soap. We have an all natural soap that we make out of fruit. So I'm working on that as well as the magazine. It's called Soap Perfection. So I don't know. We got so much stuff that we jumping on. Clothing line. I am Philly. I am New York. I am Atlanta. I am Chester. So everything looking good. We about to blow up.
All right. A lot of stuff going on. So make sure that you are following us. Make sure you're watching your timeline. Jazzo, how could they follow you?
I'm gonna be a little arrogant, y'all, but this is so true. Google me, Jazzo Williams, J-A-Z-Z-O Williams, because I'm on all social media, and some of them I got two pages on. Like you name it, I'm on it. So just Google me, Jazzo Williams, and you'll find out other information that I'm doing. Matter of fact, we're doing a open casting call with John Blasingame that did like Hype Hair and everything. I can get go on my page and you can find the date of that. I think it's in June, if I'm right. That's one of my mentors, one of my guy pops, and he's looking for models. So definitely check out my page, and he got models coming from all over Atlanta, New York, Virginia, D.C., Baltimore, Queens, Connecticut, everywhere. So y'all check that out. All right.
Okay, no doubt. Now, we just had Dior, the chocolate doll, in the building. Now, she's not just an artist. She's also a model, very statuesque young lady. All right, so you definitely got to make that connection also. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, this is what we do. Make sure you tap in with us right now, all right, with this brand-new program, ATL Live, every Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. Co-hosted by the Tylers. We got them in the building. They laying in the cut right now. We're going to get them back connected, but we're going to take it East Coast for a minute. I've been keeping it, like I said, everything else is down south, right? So I've been keeping it in the south, all right, for the show for the first about 45 minutes or so. We're going to take it East Coast for a minute. We're going to take it to Philly real quick. All right, big shout out to Petey Crack. This is a matter of fact.
Oh, shit. That was about to get real crazy. Provocative, cockiness by the pimp. I body a freak, in and out of the sheets. The flower, the creep, my calories, I'm low cheap. Slimming down, let me lounge on the track. Bounce with a snap loud, but I'm lack smile. When I'm back foul, but I'm black wild. What I stress, I'd rather style with finesse. Crystal and get high, live and direct on the set. Now where they at, silence that rap, Wayne into that. Running down on your trap now, get your gap. Brown in my glass, cash in my casket, I'm underground. Falling in the life, after death, I'm coming back. Flyer than I left, higher than I left. Hypertension deficit disorder, more wide than I left. Probably five bigger rest with a fireplace. Pool shaped like a figure eight, with a wave like a bigger bell. Bigger matter of fact, now I'm rolling with the rest. Matter of fact, you're now rolling with the crack. But lost seat covers, keeping the peanut butter fresh. Wintertime, my circle get minimized. Keep my guys close like a thick hole in the thighs. Can I die? So can I live? Out of the question. Thank you, spin the rise in Philly. Ride with the reverend. You gon' need all the blessings you can get. Blessings you can fit. My best suggestion to a freshman, maneuver quick. You die trying to get rich. I ain't lying, street. I ain't every inch. That's why the llama let her limp. A foot long to push on, but I push on. Life short and a good die young, but we ain't done. We here in the red drawing, Patron and Bel Air, pouring stare in the red foreign with my knee rolling the tree. Leave it up to me, clip every snitch, give every stripper a tip, and all my niggas live like if she rich.
Yeah, Yeah, DJ just said
that. Our ancestors
radio
made it clear that we must be in a state of receptivity during this time. That means you can't be worried about your damn shoes. It means that you can't be worried about what kind of pork juice sandwich you're going to have for dinner. Everybody like their TV and their cable and that new digital shit they're coming out with. And if the brothers and sisters in the hip-hop community don't wake the fuck up, you're going to be obsolete.
I hate to break it to you like that, but my man has a point. Because sooner or later, all the lights are going to go out with this shit, right? You know, they're going to pull the plug on all this shit, right? So we're going to have to go back to living real life, all right, and not just a virtual reality life, right? People going to get shook up, all right? All right, if you don't come from the old anything, if everything that you come from is the new, you're going to have some problems adapting, you know. You're going to have some problems. But let's keep it banging right now. Big shout out to my good folks over at Dominion Hill. All right, this next record has definitely got folks going crazy. We're going to keep that Philly connection banging right now. This is Biz the Prince alongside of Freeway. This is King Kong Godzilla.
King Raw, Rap King Raw, I'm Rap Godzilla, this Rap King Kong.
I'm Rap King Kong, free Rap Godzilla, coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla. It's B.I. double, ready, set, go. I'm Larry Holmes with the hook, heavy set flow. Deion Sanders with the team, yeah, I'm special. A-Wax, who got my snaps on a Petro? Let's go, Kane and Menace, get my jack on. Rest in peace, the bundles, I get my stack on. Like Umar Johnson, I get my black on. Like Nas and Jigga, I get my rap on. As a youngin', all I wanted was a rap. Long strap on, no porn site, got my jack on. Me and Freeway, Godzilla, and Rap King Kong. I'm outside like Nims with it, bing bong. This is no illusion, this is my intrusion. Move, bitch, like Ludacris, hit a blueprint. Jay-Z, I rock a fella if he don't pay me. Pack trick, make him dirty dance. Listen, I punch lines like a cocaine. Got your iron out, but you ain't plugged in. No steam, soft ass rappers, y'all talk baby shit. You might wanna Google me, who you think you playing with? B.I. double, then never mind, you know the rest. Got the juice, man, I'm Gucci, no bold to crest. A lot of weight on my trap, so let me show the press. I done been through it all, ain't got no regrets.
Thinking raw, rap game raw. I'm Rap Godzilla, this Rap King Kong.
I'm Rap King Kong, free Rap Godzilla, coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Thinking raw, rap game raw. I'm Rap Godzilla, this Rap King Kong.
I'm Rap King Kong, free Rap Godzilla, coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Hey, freeze the best flow, I don't get air. Cause the vision impaired, hammers coming pairs like Noah. Philly flames, for the top that flame throwing. No, I'm not, sissy off the liquor, will attack him with the blinker, yeah. All your strength to lay in the cut. You I pop up, pick out, and squeeze my victim. Crack bones, I'm also known to slap that tone. Stupid motherfucker, never leave your strap at home. I got that milk, get your milk, get her under quote, leave her until, then I send her ass back home. Head over hills, nigga, this is how we do. So tune like my hit song, what we do is wrong. If a nigga try to ride on ours, tell him so long. Type him with the slip and six niggas gon' have to lift him. Six niggas talking shit, six die with him. I will not miss him, find him a ditch. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by six. I'm like Velveeta when I heat him, bury the shells. Bury the witnesses too, so nobody can tell. I use the riot phone, well, turn niggas to mist. Yeah. Thinking raw, rap game raw. I'm Rap Godzilla, this Rap King Kong.
I'm Rap King Kong, free Rap Godzilla, coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Thinking raw, Rap King Raw. I'm Rap Godzilla, this Rap King Kong.
I'm Rap King Kong, free Rap Godzilla, coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Yeah, Dirty Basin Radio, ATL Live, featuring the Tylers. They are in the building with us right now. Let me get them back reconnected. Tylers, how y'all doing over there?
Doing great, man. What a do in this hot ATL weather, man.
Okay, okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? I guess you got to have to prepare yourself because, you know, I did see a report or headline, I should say, that they are anticipating some more record-breaking temperatures this summer in different parts of the country. So I guess we better get ourselves ready, you know. We haven't had, hopefully we won't have one now, but we haven't had any kind of brownouts or any kind of blackouts for a few summers, at least not here in New York City. So we have to see how that's going to go here in different parts of the country. I know places like Arizona, places like Texas, California, you know, that heat could be really, really oppressive,
yeah, unbearable.
Dangerous. Yeah, and even deadly. Yeah, yeah. But you know, this is just
our. My bad, I cut you off. I've been to Texas a couple of times, but the last time, man, it was morning time, and I think it was like 85. It was like 8 in the morning.
Wow. Yeah. You can't even go outside early in the morning to get no, you know, cool breeze. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yes, rough. So,
you know, Georgia, it's hot here too. Like, it's hot here in Georgia, but our hot's different than hot in other states. Like, maybe because we're from here, we're just kind of adjusted to the heat here. Because I've heard people from other hot states be like, it's hotter here than it is in their state. But when you go west of Georgia to, like, Mississippi and Louisiana, Texas, it's super duper different kind of hot out there.
Hot ain't even a word.
Yeah.
Mother shit.
I hear you. But now, this is just our second show here, all right, together on the ATL Live Show with you guys, you know, featuring here on Dirty Basement Radio. So, you know, what do you make of it so far? What's your, you know what I'm saying, what's your thoughts on the whole, you know, the whole vibe, the whole process, you know what I'm saying? What's your, you know, thoughts after, you know, one full week? You know?
I love it, man. I do. You know what I'm saying? And it's only going to get better. It's only going to grow. You know what I'm saying? I love the vibe. You know, you can be yourself.
Okay.
Talk about current events and shit and not having a censored mouth. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's what ATL Live is about. We can't say too much because people have sponsors.
Of course. You
got to
have respect, you know what I'm saying?
So forth. You know, business is business. But at the end of the day, it's a platform where independent artists can grow their following. It's a platform where we each are going to benefit from each other's, you know, vibe. You've got your New York vibe. We've got our Georgia vibe, you know. Mr. Raw's down in Florida, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we got people, different areas that can input, and it can't do nothing but grow. And I was actually thinking about asking you the same question today, because that's funny. Because I literally was like, I'm going to text DJ Sincere and ask him how do he feel like it's going with us a part of the show. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I definitely think I'm sorry, but, you know, my perspective is going well. You guys are good on-air personalities. You know, you're engaging. You know, you talk like you're, on the airwaves and not just, you know, lounging around in your living room. So that's helpful, you know, because some people don't realize that this is, you know, a radio platform. And, you know, you have to, you know, do it in a certain kind of way in order to be able to engage your audience and make them want to, you know, tune in and see what's going on and see what you talk about and what you're going to play and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you have to deal with it from a, you know, very, you know, professional kind of a, you know, kind of a level. You know what I mean? But now, you know, we're still getting,
right.
you know, familiar.
And I'm developing a podcast class, DJ Sincere, and I'm going to teach people that part. Like, it's, you have to be able to speak in a way that people in Ireland can understand you. You have to be able to speak in a way that people in South America can understand you. You can use your language. You can have your character, your personality, But you have to be respectful of each region's slang, each region's accents, each region's, you know, way of lingo, and on the radio. You can't, like, it's not the same as, it, like, when you're on a, when you have a podcast or a radio show, it's not the same as a reality TV show. You literally have to have facts. You can't just go on the radio and just spew out your, you can give your opinion, but you can't just state it as if it's a fact. Because guess what? Them lawsuits can come behind you if you, people, they jump into this thinking that all they have to do is talk, and this is a whole business. It has, it only has like 5% to do with our actual talking. We have to make money. We have to make it make sense. So,
yeah.
Presentation yeah. on the air is very important, and I said all that to say that.
Yeah, the presentation is very important, and you know, you have to keep in mind that you have to be engaging and entertaining. You know what I'm saying? It's
yes.
not, you know, and you know, just in terms of the way that you speak, and you know, you can't be sounding like you know what I mean? It's not gonna
right.
gonna translate very well. You know what I mean? And
right.
I think that you know we've you know we entered an era a number of years ago that any and everybody could just jump into any space just because. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not you came up in it step by step, whether or not you've actually practiced your craft and learned how to do this, learned how to do that, anybody can just jump up on any platform and jump in front of a camera and a microphone and say or do whatever. Like you said, you could have, you know, your opinions, and as long as you don't, you know, as long as you're not slandering people, I don't think you're really going to run into a problem. I think, you know, sometimes people try to say stuff that may be like a little bit too cute, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, because they
right.
want to be, they want to try to be so edgy, or they want to try to be, you know, so extreme in order
looking
to get
for that
the
clout.
Right, exactly.
Because you got people that be exactly. talking real tough on the radio, and in person, they don't want no problems. It's clout. You know what I'm saying? And it seemed like that's the new thing in 2024, clout chasing. Like, well, that was probably like a year ago, got big, the clout chasing thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's been, well, clout chasing's always been a thing. It just was called different stuff along the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, in Atlanta, we're all celebrities. So there's a whole era down here of everybody thinks they're the best at everything that they do, whether they've done any actual work in that area or not. Like, we're very selective in what we support when it goes onto the airwaves. We're very selective on, you know, we pick and choose our guests. We don't let just any guests on our show because we know they're ignorant. It's a lot of ignorance out here. There's a lot of people that'll get on here and we'll lose listeners because they're just being so ignorant. And like you said, opinions, that it's our, if it's our show, if it's our podcast, if it's our, you know, our YouTube channel, whatever, yes, it's our opinions, but you have to be respectful of people if you want respect in the game, because we can clout chase. We can, I tell my artists this that I work with, you can chase, I can get you famous. You want to get famous? I'll get you famous, right? But, see, I don't like to work with artists that just want to be famous. I like to work with artists that want respect in the business. And so if you're chasing clout, you have to go a certain kind of way with your career. But if you're chasing respect, you can take it a bunch of different kinds of ways. So that's how I approach it. And I don't even know if that has anything to do with what we were talking about, but I had to say that. So, like, you know, you can chase clout all you want to, but if respect is what you want, you're going to present yourself in a respectful way. And I say that about a lot of female artists. They're always hollering they're queens, and they want this respect and that respect, but they're not doing very respectful things. And so, you know, this whole industry is you know, it's in need of some new inspiration. And then I'm going to leave
right.
the topic alone.
Yeah.
Turn it back over to DJ
you know.
Sincere.
Say that again.
I said I'm gonna leave the topic alone, but I'm gonna turn it back over to DJ Sincere because I get when it comes to these women in the industry, I'm passionate about it because I am a woman in the industry and I'm not chasing fame. If I want, I could have been famous if that's what I wanted, you know. So it's not that hard to get famous in this day and age, and that's
I think thankfully. You know, we've talked about it on these airways for, you know, the past, you know, quite a few months, you know, leading up into it. But there's been, you know, there's been a shift in this industry, you know, there's been a shift in this business and it really people started to see it and it started to take hold at the beginning of this year. But it was in the making all of last year. All right, and those of us who were, you know, tapped in and were aware of what was coming, we tried to, you know, inform artists, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, most, you know how these independent artists are. Most of them, you know, they don't listen. And, you know, my thing is, if you're an artist, right, and I'm on the other side of the business side of the business, right, but nonetheless, being a music person myself, but I'm existing on the other side of the business to try to, you know, help, you know, these other independent artists. Now, I'm not telling you as an artist how to sing or how to rap or how to do whatever it is that you do artistically. I may give you some, you know, insight because I've done it, you know what I'm saying, from a, you know, from the musical side of things, production, DJing, all that kind of stuff. So I might give you some insight or, you know, what my 2 cents might be, all right? But at the end of the day, I'm not telling you how to do your craft. You got to do that, all right? But these independent artists love to tell us how to do our part of the business, right? And it's like it like never works out. That's like, you know, you could either fix your own car or you could take it to the mechanic, right? Now, if you're going to fix your own car, then you got to know what you're doing, right? Because you can really, really make a mess of things, all right? Thinking that you could, you know, just look at the manual and watch a couple of YouTube videos and, you know, go under the hood and, you know, you may end up with more right, parts right. than you started with. Damn, where did this go? I got a couple of stuff left over at the end that I'm not supposed to have. So it might not work out the way that you think, but you think you know more than, you know what I'm saying? And everybody, you know, doesn't necessarily want to play the position that they're in order to get to the end result. And the end result is supposed to be success. Right. You know, right? The end result is supposed to be success.
Right. But you know what?
You know,
DJ Sincere,
yeah.
A lot of people have a different definition of success, especially rap artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, success can mean to some rap artists, I'm performing free at this club, any club I want. That can be success to some artists. Then some artists, success can be, oh, shit, I got my songs on this platform, that platform. That can be success. Then another artist can be like, shit, I'm damn near rich. Like,
but, babe, you're missing what we're trying to say. Yes, there's different type of artists. And they see their careers different. But what we're trying to say is they don't listen to, like, DJ Sincere and myself, who actually work
Fact.
In the industry
Fact.
And knows what it takes for them to
Definitely.
Win. They won't listen to the actual person who
that know what the fuck they don't.
Worked in the
and
industry long enough
that.
To know the difference.
Right, because that's why I took a break from music for a while, because I'm like, you know what? Everybody want to have their own ego. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fallback. You know what I'm saying? Because it is crazy, man. But now I'm about to get back into it, may I say that. But that's why I took a break for a minute, man. It was just too many egos and too many not listening, basically, like y'all saying. You know what I'm saying?
Now, there was a post, and I think I stole that post from you guys. I think I stole it from you guys. That post that said that you never understand why somebody would rather be a broke boss than a rich teammate. That was y'all, right?
Yeah, I posted that. I'm about to get, and I'm gonna give you a second to talk about it, but let me tell you where that came from, DJ Sincere. Let me tell you this. So I started working with a team. I'm not gonna call no names because I don't believe in letting people get fish. I'm not a beef person, but I started working with a team, right? So I'm actually like college educated in business management, so I know how to manage any office. Like from a restaurant to a bank to my own business, right? So I go to they call me in on their team. They want me to help take the brand to another level. I hold a whole Zoom call about it. I tell them, I give them the steps, right? They're all like, yeah, I got it. Soon as the call's over, they go to do what I told them. They went and did the exact opposite of what I told them to do. And then they called one of my students now, one of the people that calls me to find out what to do. They go and pay them money to fix the problem that they could have avoided had they just listened to me in the first place. But now you've got to go call this lady, and this lady works with me. So she called me about y'all problem to get the answers. I told her the exact same thing that I told them. When they called the meeting with her, she called me in on the meeting to listen. And she said everything she had, and she brought me in on the end and said, okay. And I said, see, I told y'all. Everything I told y'all, she just told y'all. Y'all paid her to tell you. Y'all didn't want to pay me. And that's why y'all ended up with the problems y'all ended up with. But that's exactly what we're speaking about. Like, they didn't want to listen to me for whatever godly reason. So they go mess up, and instead of paying me to fix it, they go try to pay my student to fix it. I said, go ahead, because what you don't know is that student be scamming. So you go right ahead and pay them that money.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, but that's, you know, that's just part of the business. And that's because, you know, we've entered the era of, you know, like everything is do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Everything is, you know, I could do it all myself. And I guess in theory you can, you know what I mean? But in practice it's not really, really, you know, workable. You know what I mean? People want to try to, I understand you want to, you know, minimize, you know, costs. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But there's just some things that you just can't totally get around. You can get around some of it if you're willing to do the work. You know, I go back to that same analogy about a mechanic, you know, and, you know, somebody's car. Because if you want to save the money, then you got to do more work. You got to get dirty. You got to go under the hood. You got to know what you're doing, of course. But you got to actually do the labor. You know what I'm saying? You got to do the legwork. You got to do the grind. You know what I'm saying? Or you take it to the guy who's an expert at it. You know what I'm saying? And you let that person, you know, take care of the repair of your car. But you're gonna have to break some bread. Those are the choices. That's it. It's only two choices. So if you're going to go
it's
that
only two choices.
You're
right.
That's it. So
they're trying to skip steps between those two choices, though, Sincere. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They're trying to skip the process between doing it themselves and somebody doing it for them to pay. They want somebody to do it for them for free.
Yeah. Now, I thought I had this song in here. I was looking for this song to illustrate. Okay, I got this other song, but I got to see if I can find this next song. I'm not going to say what it is until I can find it. All right, but, you know, just to show y'all, and I played this song. This song goes back to actually the beginning of the year. You know, January, I played this song for the first time. But just to show y'all how, you know, the sounds are definitely changing. Y'all see what's coming out in the industry. It's a whole different vibe right now. There's still going to be markets for anything. You talked about, you know, some of those female artists and whatnot. All right, I think I'm gonna play this first, and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna play this second. But you were talking about those female artists. I think that there's a change in the industry too. Hopefully it's coming. That different mindset and different types of artists are gonna be able to step up to the front. And you'll still have your Sukianas and your sexy Reds, but I think maybe even you may see them doing something slightly different than we've grown accustomed to, because the market might dictate it. I played this clip I'm getting ready to play a few times over the past couple of weeks, and it's probably gonna be a staple here on Dirty Basement Radio. Y'all probably heard this. This is Cardi B talking about going 50-50.
People be like, So this is, like, really controversial, right?
Go ahead.
I feel like it's very controversial when, like, be like, oh, I don't go 50-50. But it's like, all right. So if you and your man make the same amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. But only your man is the one that's paying all the bills. How y'all ever going to save up to, like, buy a house or buy a business? Because he's never going to be able to afford to. So it's like certain things is, like, a joint thing to do.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a work together.
But I just be feeling like sometimes people, like the internet really be having people fucked up from like real reality type shit. So it's like, all right, so your mom and dad used to work every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your mom and dad used to work every single day so your mom could save her money and, well, buy purses and your dad just pay all the bills. That's not how it works. It's either your mom was in the house cooking and cleaning every day, your dad was working, or they was both working to pay both the bills. Like, y'all be acting like y'all don't know what the fuck that is like no more. Like, come on.
Expensive, you know it's the difference. You know that it's paying, you know what it's giving. Hair, nails, color, bare. I can survive in the coldest conditions. Hoes very low, they tone when they spin. Bitches is washed, soap in the dishes. I apply pressure like boa constrictors. One bitch, two bitch, old bitch, new bitch. None of y'all bitches not gon' do shit. I'm in Miami, I pull up on cruise ship. You in Miami for also room shit. When I step, it's stampede. Foot on neck, can't breathe. Lucky charm, dang clean. Diamonds on, I see my eyes blinking up. I'm like, what?
Relationships need to, folks need to get on the same wavelength and, be able to make things happen and be able to work together and cooperate. The word of the day is cooperate. All right. Right, Tyler? You got to cooperate, right?
Definitely cooperate.
Word of the day, cooperate. Okay, so On the 50-50 thing, we're married. Definitely. And, you know, my husband is the major breadwinner, but I also work. We work. It's 100-100. Like, we don't really like to say 50-50. It's 100-100. Like, I'm not going to ever watch him drown. But we are old school, so there's a marriage structure in our marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Let me just explain this. Yeah. My grandfather, and mind you, I never saw it. This is a true story. Never saw this man in regular clothes. I'm going to just say that first and foremost. Always had a suit on, even when he was chilling. You know what I'm saying? But this man took care of my grandmother since they was together till the day they died together. You know what I'm saying? This man took care of her, and I watched her. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I got my structure of marriage. The man is the breadwinner. The woman holds down the fort. You know what I'm saying? And is the backbone. You know what I mean? That's my backbone.
Yes, sir.
So, like, ours is structured like he pays the bills for the most part. And then I have his back when it comes to, like we said, the vacations, the building the business. You know, like, I invest in us. He invests in us his way, and I invest in us my way. So, like, you know, I'm self-employed. He's employed. So if that tells you anything, but it works for us. But whatever works for somebody else, I know couples that the men don't allow the women to not work. You know, I've been working since I was 14, so I don't know what it's like not to work. I just work different because of my experience and my education and my passion. So, but yeah, if 100-0 works for some, I guess it does. But as a woman, I have to be sincere as a woman, DJ Sincere. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel like any woman should sit around and have to have a man to be okay. I feel like every woman should have enough work and drive in her to make it if something happens. Like, and it's not to say marriage is disposable or, you know, dispensable, but it's to say that shit happens, you know, and if that happens for a woman, she needs to be able to work and maintain her life. So,
absolutely.
You know.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody has to be an adult, right? We all have to be adults. So we all have to be maintain ourselves on, you know, what that, you know, whatever level, you know, different things may, you know, occur in life.
Right,
and they
but
will,
you're saying
you
that,
know,
though, don't you, without interrupting you, don't you feel like that could be how the relationship started falling apart at some point? Like, you know, there was – the men got tired of doing everything by themselves, and women got tired of, you know, whatever women got tired of. I guess not being sexually free or not being equal, you know, in situations. However, but something happened somewhere. Do you understand? Like, men and women can't get it together these days. What's going on?
You don't want me to answer that. We don't have enough time.
Yeah, that's what these shows are about. That's what they're about.
You don't want me to answer that. All right, we could go into a lot of things. It'll be, I'm quite sure, all right, I will definitely, you know, Mr. Roy had to skedaddle. I'm quite sure he would not want to miss that particular conversation. I'm sure that he would get a kick out of it. I'm quite sure I would be off on a limb by myself, all right? I'll be by myself, and everybody be like, no Sincere. But that's all right. That's all right. I'm used to being off on a limb by myself. I don't mind, but maybe I might have my man Jazzo to come to.
Then you will be kindred spirits, because I'm always off on a limb by myself normally. So, hey.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, Jazzo, what about you, man? You going to come through? You going to help me out, man? Oh my, you know what I'm saying? Are we going to be off on that limb by ourselves? You going to come through and help us out?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to help. You know what I'm saying? I'm there.
Hey, Jazzo. I'm Kim. That's Nelson.
Nelson.
We're Meet the Tigers.
Steve. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? I'm glad to finally meet you guys. Yeah, I'm glad. You know, Bill me to add on to a foundation. If you ain't adding on, he's the track. So I don't need nothing weak. I'm definitely with you, bro. I'm like, come on, let's make it happen.
Damn, Skippy, that's right.
All right, that's what it is. All right, a lot of stuff going on. I'm liking the conversation and the different, you know, perspective. You know, some industry talk and, you know, other, you know, subject matter, you know, as it just pertains to, you know, being an adult, right? Just being an adult, you know. But we could definitely have that conversation maybe on another show. You know, we definitely, you know, that'll definitely be a hot topic. That'll maybe be a continuation of the, you know, 50-50 conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't black folks just get along? You know, like male-female relationships. Why, you know, stuff just falling apart all the time, right? But, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be. But, you know, here we are in 2024. But sometimes you have to, you know, I'm kind of fond of saying, and this goes for all things, sometimes you just got to take a step back and watch it burn. And just let it burn. And all come crashing down. And when it finally all comes crashing down, then you can start over again. All right? Because sometimes you can't really, you know, get back to the top until you have hit the bottom. And that's just it. It's all going to have to fall apart. All right? We live in the first world. You know, people talk about third world countries. We live in the first world. So, you know, things are relatively, no matter what you may think of your own individual condition, you know, things are a lot easier here than they are in a lot of other parts of the world. You know what I mean? So when you have, you know, more modern conditions and, you know, certain kind of laws are set up in certain kind of ways and you can maneuver in certain kind of ways, it's going to cause a certain type of behavior. That's why I kind of alluded to earlier, when all of it does finally crash and burn and, you know, the plug gets pulled and the first world isn't necessarily the first world, some of these things that are considerations for some people now, you know, they could engage in certain kind of behaviors now and have certain kind of attitudes now, is not going to be possible. All right? You look at other parts of the world and, you know, the behaviors, the culture, just the relationship between males and females is so different because you don't have the government set up in these other countries. You don't have the most modern facilities. So it's different. You know what I'm saying? You had, you know, you talked about, you know, the structure, right? Now, you guys have an old school structure, but it sounded like what you were kind of alluding to, Ms. Tyler, I hate to get on you, but it sounded like what you were, you know, alluding to is that it's that same old school structure that caused, you know, the disintegration. I would beg to differ. I would say it's the move away from that structure that has caused the disintegration.
Well, that's the whole thing, Steve. That's why women and men are different, because men don't see it the way women see it like that, because women in marriage was different up until like the 90s. Like, women in marriage didn't have the same rights that we have now. Like, our jobs wasn't the same. Our living situations weren't the same. They didn't grant us divorces as fast as they do now. Like, our men can beat us with bats. The cops will tell us that we need to just shut up next time. Literally, there was a movement somewhere along there that when women got a certain feministic or feminism type of mentality, it broke down something.
All right, well, let me just stop you right there. Now, with what you just said, if you just take out the domestic violence part, all right, take out the domestic violence part, because that turns it into another conversation, right? So we've had, say you've had, what, the last 50 years of it being in the opposite direction, right? And this is where we stand now. You had more people being married. You had more black folks being married then as opposed to now, all right? In spite of everything that black folks might have went through in this country up until, let's say, the 90s. You know, you can go back a little bit further than that, but let's just say the 90s. Up until that point, you know, you had solid relationships. You know, everybody talks about how, you know, their grandparents and, you know, maybe even their parents' marriages lasted 25 and 35 and 40 years, as opposed to the way relationships fall apart now. So with, you know, people say new or different, but is it really, like, better? Because here we are now talking about how, you know, people don't want to have long-term relationships, don't want to enter into marriages. Nobody wants to be bothered, it seems, anymore beyond just having, you know, a situationship or a friend with benefits or, you know, something that's more like fleeting and not committed like that. You know what I'm saying? So are we in a better space because of that? Or are we in a, you know what I'm saying? Is like the space better? No? Yes? Maybe?
That's kind of hard to say. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard to say because, okay, we now have access to social media. We now have access to instant gratification. So marriage as an ideal to people has become, I don't want to call it an antiquity, but marriage is kind of an old school ideal for people in this generation, from what I've understood from people, like, you know, but it's a preference. Marriage is a preference. You have to work at marriage. Like, it's not the man's fault and it's not the woman's fault. It's the individual people that are in the relationship's fault. Like, you can't blame a whole gender of people because you don't have a successful relationship. Maybe you need to look at yourself in the mirror and see if you're worth being a wife, if you're worth being a husband. Like, in order to fix something that, you know, and actually, I mean, I know it's a little off topic from the music and stuff, but marriage has played a part in music. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, R&B music was about love and making love and you know, getting your man back or getting your girl back, right? R&B music now is about the club, having sex, money, what kind of name brands you can buy. Like, it's a whole different space because of the way that relationships are looked at in 2024.
Vibe of relationships today as it was like in the 90s and whatnot.
And it has affected the music. As we stated earlier, there's certain female artists I don't even listen to, period. I don't care how popular they are. I don't care which show they give me backstage passes to. I'm not going. I don't. But I'm old school, so of course I look at it different than maybe a 30-year-old or less. Like, but at the end of the day, I've got to live with myself. So, you know what I mean? I just hope we get some more Lauryn Hills, some more, you know, Queen Latifah style, some, you know, Miss Melody, some Roxanne Shantae's, like, of the 2024. Like, they can't be so antique that there's nobody in modern day that wants to see the advancement of the image of women, you know? So, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is definitely a touchy conversation. We're going to continue this another time because we need to start this maybe a little bit earlier in the show, because now you start to talk about the images. Yeah, you start to talk about the images that are out there. The images that are out there are really kind of ugly, all right? We don't have, and I was having this conversation with an artist that I'm going to play, that we play here quite often. I had this conversation with her prior to the release of her current project. And I was like, there's nobody that's in the market. There's nobody that's in the space. You just mentioned a couple of names. There's nobody in the market that's like that. All right, we don't have a Lauryn Hill type that's being promoted in the market. People could, you know, say like Rhapsody or whatever, but that's really being promoted heavily in the market. We don't have an Anita Baker or a Sade type that's being promoted heavily in the market. Now, you do have now, all right, a lot of different sounds that are coming out, a lot of different artists, both male and female, that are kind of, I mean, you still have the, you know, like the Ratchet, all right? You're always going to have the Ratchet. All right, but you do have a lot of different sounds that are coming out that are not your typical hip hop or your typical trap sounds. I always reference, you know, Beyonce because, you know, she got the album that got everybody in the uproar right now. A lot of people on different sides of the fence when she dropped that country album were, you know, kind of uptight about it. People had a lot to say about it. But it just showed the change in the sound that, or the sounds that are dominating the industry right now. Now, here's this next record that I want to play right now. I played this one that I referenced a little bit earlier. Back in January, we played this for the first time. When I first played this, all right, I did not realize until I gave it a really, you know, even though I'm looking at the title, I'm like, this is who? All right, but give this a listen if you haven't heard it. Remember when you heard it first. This is T.I. on this track, all right? This is T.I. Yes, that's T.I. All right, alongside an artist goes by the name of Tamo Mansela. All right, this is called Vacay. Dirty Basement Radio. You know how we do it.
Yeah.
of different sounds, a lot of different sounds, all right, that's going down. That's your boy T.I. on that joint alongside a Camo Man fella. That joint is called Vacay, all right? I could use one myself, find some place nice to go and somebody nice to go with, right? All right? As long as you're worthy, right? As long as you're worthy. All right, take a nice trip. All right, go someplace nice. All right, but that's some of those different sounds right now. All right, that's starting to dominate the industry now. I found that other record, all right, that I was talking about. All right. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Roy. I see him back in the building. All right, also big shout out to my dude, A1. He's been tapped in for a minute now. All right, he's in cut right now. All right. But I'm gonna play this. I'm gonna play this next record. All right, this one kind of caught me, kind of sort of by surprise, but not really. All right, because this artist, all right, is definitely, I would say, probably one of the, you know, chameleon artists of our time. He's done a lot of different type of themed themed albums. Over the years, all right. This next joint, this is Keith Urban on this joint alongside of Snoop Dogg. All right, check this one out. I'm trying to tell you, the industry is going left. All right, this is called Let It Roll.
Another day, another morning, another party living in my head. Wish I could have had a warning, but I better get up out of bed. Got things to do, people to see, everybody wanna get a piece of me. So I tell you what I do. I let it roll, I let it ride, I let it go, I let it slide right by. I let it roll, ooh yeah, I let it ride. When I'm spinning out and don't know where to go, I let it roll. When your body can't catch a feeling, when your feet are stuck on the ceiling, when your mind runs out of reason, yeah, 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 when your body can't catch a feeling, when your feet are stuck on the ceiling, spinning out and don't know where to go.
Still in the field and I'm back on the run. I came in the party to have me some fun. I ride with these cats so I'm never alone. DJ, please, could you play my song? Wobble the wiggle, I slide out the back. Pay no attention, my head in my hat. Surprise the minute, rise a rhythm. Slide with vision, sky's the limit. L-I-G.
Let it roll, let it ride.
L-I-G. L-I-G.
Let it go,
let it go.
Let it slide, ride, by. Let it roll,
let it roll.
Let it ride.
Let it go.
Let it slide right.
Dirty Basement Radio, not just hip-hop, giving you some different sounds right there. That was Keith Urban alongside of Snoop Dogg. That joint is called Let It Roll, all right? Remember where you heard that first. Going to get some quick feedback. What do y'all think about that, Tyler's? You know what I think real quick? All right, before I let you answer that question, I think that song right there, that song will end up being one of those kind of guilty pleasure songs. What I mean by that's one of those songs that you be singing before you realize you're singing it, and then you look around and
right.
see if anybody
saw
you sing
right
song.
There.
Yeah, that had me bopping my head a little bit.
Now, you liking that? You liking that?
Yeah, I'm digging that. That's a little different. That's a little something different, yeah.
Okay, okay. All right, Jazzo, you still in the building? All right, what do you think about Keith Urban and Snoop Dogg?
Man,
what do you think about that combination?
You know when I come back on,
I'm using that as my theme song. I'm telling you, man. I think, I'm over here still jamming. You know, I'm a choreographer, too. I'm like, yeah, break it down, player. No,
I'm all right.
Oh, damn, that was Keith Urban the whole
time?
Look,
y'all got quiet.
I'm like, hold on. Is they still there? They got quiet as hell. No, it's cool.
No,
it's cool.
I thought that was a Southern Soul artist. Right. I didn't know that was Keith Urban.
Yo,
that's
it's
Keith Urban. That's Keith Urban.
I'm over here like,
so I might like it a little bit more now. Shit,
I'm
just
trying
a little
to
bit.
You. See, that's why everybody got to tune in to Dirty Bass through radio. I keep trying to tell y'all, I bring y'all more new music than anybody else before everybody else. So you got to tune in. I'm always pulling something out the bag. Yeah, but that's something new that's out there in the market right now. You know what I'm saying? That's something new that's out there in the market right now. All right, that record just came out maybe about a week or so ago.
Oh, snap. That's hot. I taught you well, Sincere.
No doubt. Now I got Mr. Moore. All right, he's back in the building. All right, let me see what he thinks about that joint. He gets some quick feedback from our resident producer. Mr. Moore, all right, what do you think about Keith Urban and Snoop Dogg?
It's gonna be greatly embraced worldwide. It's gonna be more than just a little local song. It put me in the mind of an old song a long time ago that Paul Simon did, and it had a whole bunch of celebrities in it, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was such a catchy song, and it was Call Me Al. Call Me Al.
Yeah, yeah.
Call Me Al.
Y'all just gonna go past the fact that we just got an exclusive song out of
out of who?
Whoever was singing the song just now.
That's
me, talking
Mr.
about
Roy.
Keith Urban.
Yeah, the one that was just singing, just not the one, not the song. I'm talking about in the conversation. We got a premier voice lesson from Mr. Rock.
Oh, okay. No. Well, Sincere knows I can sing. I got a couple of sneak previews that might come for the new year. But this year, I mean, it put me in mind of that song, and that song was such a pivotal song. It gravitated around the world, and it was so catchy, and I labeled that real good feel-good music. Real good feel-good music. That's what that was.
Right. All right, no doubt. I'm rocking out with that one. All right, now, some artists, you know what I'm saying, some artists get it. You know, some artists do get it, you know, the way that this, you know, industry is kind of sort of, you know, going right now, and you know, to that end, they're, you know, doing some different sounds. I get ready to play this joint right now. We played this joint just the other day on Dirty Bass Day Radio. Did quite well. I big shout out to my dude A1. He's tapped in right now. Now, of course, you know, he has the benefit of the good folks here on Dirty Bass Day Radio, so you know he has the cheat code. But, you know, he puts together some solid music nonetheless. All right, this is one of his latest joints right here. This is called Resistance featuring NFL Dread.
Yes. All right. Hey, yo, June, why you fuck their hair like this, man?
How could I miss what I resist? That knock at the door ain't the same as before. How could I miss something like this? That knock at the door ain't the same as before. Oh, I don't even know what caused the attraction, but this ain't love, cause love is an action, and I'm way too old right now to be lacking. This hurt and this pain is the room for compassion.
hen. We can't play house and we can't pretend when, like, I ain't really trying to see a side of your head then. But I know if I do do that, then we can't get back with this friendship back, which is right and attack is a matter of fact. I got niggas say I can't, but I keep the shit intact.
I can't take no more than I.
Giving out my all when I know it wasn't getting it back. More than a friend, we ain't gon' get into that. Both been hurt, but we ain't gon' even the stats. Try to take you out your pain, nothing deeper than that. Probably thinking that I'm rude. I ain't cross the lines, I'm abiding by the rules. Maybe here and there, try to drop a little jewel. Heavy on the out with the old and with new. Why should I mix up business with pleasure? Giving you my heart when I did a new better. Rain slid a snow, I was built for the weather. Trying to treat a nigga like I'm not a big stepper. I don't give more no more, I give lesser. Power to mine, you can call me the professor. Been playing tests like you have it with the checkers. You could have had a chance, but your pride wouldn't let you.
How could I miss what I resist? That knock at the door ain't the same as before. How could I miss something like this? That knock at the door ain't the same as before. Oh, I don't even know what caused the attraction, but this ain't love, cause love is an action. And I'm way too old right now to be lacking, but this hurt and this pain isn't room for compassion.
Yeah, DJ Sincere, the independent artist's best friend, and you're tuned into the ATL Live Show. I just finished listening to A1 alongside of NFL Dread. That joint was called Resistance. We got him laying in the cut. Let me see if I get a couple of words from him right quick. A1, what's happening?
What's happening? Peace. I just left New York, too, bro. I'm on the road now. Going back down south.
Okay. Just a quick trip in and out.
Yeah, you know, I was down there. You know, my aunt had passed away, so I had to go down there. You know,
oh, sorry, my respect
and stuff like that.
Condolences.
Nah, that's cool. Yes, that's cool. It's nothing but love, though. But yeah, though, I love that song, man. I think that song, Resistance, might be one of the ones for me, man.
Yeah, definitely could be one of them ones, you know what I'm saying? Definitely could be one of them ones, so, you know, do it, put it out there and, you know, put that, put that situation together. I think that could definitely be a winner also. I definitely think that could be a winner. You got a few joints in the cut, you know what I'm saying? I think it'd do quite well for you, so.
And like you said, you know, the times are changing, and the times are changing, the music is changing, and that's why that song fits perfectly the way in rotation of what you had, the little country joint with Snoop in them. So that definitely fits in the rotation. So definitely, yeah, the music is changing, and a lot of things are changing, and they're getting away from the trap shit a lot now. So it's definitely about to be something different for people that definitely start tapping into.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying? And for those that have been tuned into, you know, Dirty Basement the Radio, y'all been listening to, you know, people like myself and Jazzo and Mr. Raw. You've been listening to K-Swiss. All right, and, you know, we've been trying to, you know, let people know what was coming. So now it's here, all right? You see what the market is putting out, and this is what we were talking about. Now listen, the sound is going to change, and now here we are. Now we're living it. Now, we're going to keep this whole vibe going with another joint, another Dirty Basement alumni. I bitch it out to DJ Itchy Pomona. You can catch him on these airwaves every Sunday, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's my California fam. This is one of his joints. All right? He's an artist, too. All right, this is called City of Demons. Let's go.
I live in the city of demons. I live in the city of demons. Murder all week, still kill niggas on weekends.
I'ma kill another
I live in the city of demons. I live in the city of demons. Murder on week, still kill niggas on weekends.
Probably gon' run from the cops this weekend, cause I be letting off shots. I'ma be so damn fly this weekend, call me an astronaut. I'ma beat the pussy up this weekend, break it right on the G-spot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming, so pay what you owe this weekend, act like you forgot. I heard it's supposed to be hot this weekend, I'ma go rent me a yacht. I'm packing my 50 cal this weekend, and I'm holding my clock. Asked me if she could call me daddy this weekend, I told her that I don't adopt.
Hell nah,
but you can get fucked by a thug this weekend, kill that pussy like an op.
Murder!
Yeah. Kill that pussy like an op.
I'm fucking on somebody bitch this weekend, and she gon' give me
I live
time.
In the city of demons. I live in the city of demons. Murder all week, you'll kill niggas on weekends. I live in the city of demons. Murder on week, the weak niggas on weekends.
I'ma kill another
op this weekend. I'ma kill another op. I'ma kill another op this weekend. Bigger bag, make a hater mad. I'ma kill all of the ops this weekend. I'ma kill all of the opportunities. Killing the shows, you know that they feel me. Yo, DJ Scratch, but mine get itchy. I'ma kill all of the optimism. I come from the city of demons. Under oppression, the junkies is feeding. Bitches is walking that money they needed. She gon' fuck all of the ops this weekend. Ha, damn, the pussy be fiending. These niggas be dreaming. I'ma kill all of the ops. Setting up shop and running the block. They waving the flag and begging to stop. We pull up in Chevys and burning them out.
I live in the city of demons. I live in the city of demons. Murder all week, they kill niggas on weekends. Demons. I live in the city of demons. Murder all week, they'll kill niggas on weekends.
I'ma kill another op this weekend.
Murder you pussies right where you sleep, yeah, cause I be killing my ops. Murder you snitches right where you sleep, nah, I don't be talking to cops. Just might be jacking the plug this weekend, opportunity for the drop. Won't be giving no bitches no hugs this weekend, some niggas cuffing, I'm not. I killed your bitch pussy and snitches for pussy, I should kill you too. And when you're not looking, your bitch always looking to get shot and screwed. She my dope baby mama, cause this bitch always swallowing all my kids. She a hoe to be honest, but this bitch ass nigga always thinks she here.
I'm fucking on somebody bitch this weekend, and she gon' give me some time. Sticky link all weekend, creep on the weekend, you can't make a wife out no time. I'm fucking on somebody bitch this weekend, and she gon' give me some time. Sticky link all weekend, creep on the weekend, you can't make a wife out no time.
I just run up on this bitch. I miss you. Two times. Yeah. Sticking to the code, all these hoes for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gon' make her pussy leak. Pussy niggas told ain't gon' wake up at they seat. You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them niggas scream. All my hoes do strongs, nigga, all my hoes do coke. 20 karat ring, I put my fingers down her throat. If I lose a carrot, she might choke. I know she gon' swallow, she'll go. Three band niggas bring the racks in. Got the shooters in the corner like the pack in. She think cause she a lady, bitch, she attract you. That's that shit that get you put up at the station. And the models still the same. Fall like I won a championship game. You know these hoes hungry, they gon' fuck for a name. I put her on the game, she get fucked for a chain. Got your girl in this bitch, she twirling on the dick. I got syrup in this bitch, turn up in this bitch. Everybody the irks in this bitch, you murked in this bitch. All these pointers on me, baby, you know it's game time. Bring a friend, bitch, we fuck them at the same time. I'm a different nigga, no, we not the same kind. You can have that look, bitch, you ain't mine. Young dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you on go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in ballistics if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that.
These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T. the money, power, respect.
The last one is better.
Say it's a lot of goofies with a check.
I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic.
My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Aww. Yeah, yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak dissing, first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. What? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
I'm dope, feel a selling dope, is you like that? Kicking dogs, kicking in dogs, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling laws, is you like that? All 24, you on go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that. Selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you on go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that.
Came up bringing dope, niggas was John slanging powder. Walk in a strip club, make it rain for 3 hours. Locked in and now I got my phantom and my driver. Perked out, took chances in my hood like Nevada. Surfed out outside, white interior lasagna. Hundred thousands, I just cashed out on the designer. Got a devourer, nigga, I learned in the jungle. Once I did
it, yeah, had to rock that joint, had to rock that joint real quick. You know what I'm saying? Got everybody going crazy still. A lot of people jumping into the fray. I think it's kind of good for hip hop, though. I think it's kind of good for hip hop, to be quite honest. You know what I'm saying? To have a interaction like that going back and forth. You know what I'm saying? What do you think, Mr. Roy? You think it's a good thing?
Yo, did you hear Rick Ross's reply?
I was trying to play it for y'all, but it doesn't want to load properly, so I'm going to see if I can get that on the airways for tomorrow. I was going to play it, Mr. Roy, but it doesn't want to load today for me for some reason. The system is not cooperating with that record, so I'm going to have to try to, reload it up. But, yeah, definitely, definitely.
I appreciate that. That's what is needed for hip-hop. Like I always, I don't condone violence, but I encourage competitiveness and competition. That's just, steel sharpens steel. Pens, a pen make another pen sharper, swifter. Raise the bar, make it more intense. Battle rap, this and that. So, as long as it doesn't turn into anything violent, hey, man, battle, man. Throw some diss songs. Don't get too personal and out of place on a song about nobody's mother or nobody's retarded, family members or something like that. But you take shots and make the other MC have to think and make him come back or even retract. No problem with it. And I was shocked to see how well Rick Ross did on that verse. I was like, okay, well, maybe we got some things going on here. So I like that. So let it be. I hope you can get to download it for tomorrow. Let it be.
Yeah. I was definitely trying to get that on. I'm gonna try one more time, before we get on out of here. And if not, then it is just not. I guess it's not meant to be today. But we're definitely gonna try one more time to see if we can get that particular song to cooperate. All right, big shout out to Rick Ross for jumping in the fray. But it did seem to me, Mr. Raw, it did seem to me that he kind of steered away. He didn't have too much, I don't think. I'm going to listen to it again. Cause I listened to it twice, I think, already. He didn't seem like he had anything to say about Kendrick. It seemed like all his fire was toward Drake. Am I kind of off on that?
Yeah, you're right. But it still was towards somebody. It wasn't plural. Because there's verses that you can spit that can always cater to anybody. But when you're pointing saying that, you know, because, you know, I wrote verses that were battle verses no matter who I rapped against. But when you're pointing fingers and pulling out facts and you know, exposing certain things or saying directives, that's where I like that's more of a, that verse was written for that person. And then they saying maybe that might pull Wayne into it. Like to say they all going to be scared of Wayne. But with Wayne, it's going to be, after we hear Wayne's verse, we're going to have to really analyze it a whole lot it ain't going to be just blunt subliminals. You know, blunt subliminals are more like, if you want to look at the songs like Takeover and Ether, they were blunt subliminals about that person, about that directive. So we're going to have to see if it might make Wayne come out and defend his boy, because that's his boy. So,
they mentioned it. Hey, let's see. Okay, all right. I guess we're going to see who else is going to jump into the fray. But it looks like my system did decide to cooperate. So I'm able to get that song uploaded right here, right now. So we're going to blaze that joint. Then we're going to come back real quick before we skedaddle. All right, this that Rick Ross. I just joined his call, Champagne Moments. All right, he jumped into the ring. He got some things that he want to say. All right, but, you know, some of the stuff that I've seen online as it pertains to the order of things, you know what I'm saying, Rick Ross was a thing before Drake was a thing. So he kind of preceded him as far as being in the industry and as far as being a artist that did quite well, you know what I'm saying, that was doing quite well. And, you know, we see that Rick Ross has continued to do quite well, both in the industry and in his other endeavors. But check him out and see what he had to say about some things. This is Champagne Moments.
Fish tanks and marble floors, living big and bad. Niggas laugh until they hit with my official jab. Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghost writers, they get the floss, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker on the chart, don't make me laugh. Get the mind, tell by my watch, this a different time. Living fine, I'm getting high as your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V's? Run up on you and snatch your chain, watch you bitches bleed. Feel the pain or just the will you really ride? Either you niggas getting money or ready to die. B.I.G. or give a fuck if you T.I.L.E. You got it and you keep it tucked if you be by me. Do the job, better known as the Charles Schwab. Double R spread through the yard and I swear to God. Pop a perk for the feel, go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking they records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangsters, when you see me, you check me. White boy, I see you, yeah, check. Getting bullied, don't walk up on me cause the clip is fully. Niggas pussy, don't wanna push me, I'm like, really, Woody? Like his moves, but he never had a fight in school. Always ran, another nigga had to write your grooves. Flow was copying your pace, Weezy gave you the juice. Another white boy at the park, wanna hang with the crew. Pull it, surprise winner, switching up like dyed denim. Get incentives for all the killings while we ride rentals. Look me right in my face, he beginning to shake. Told you niggas stay scheming, I predicted my fate. Got more money than you, fuck you want me to say? 50 mil for the crib, where you want me to stay? I can shoot up the block, I got bitches to paint. Let you DM my hoes, but got bitches you can't. Let you get on my songs, it was good for your face. Now bitch nigga is home, and no room for debate. Pop a perk for the feel, go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking they records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangsters, when you see me, you check me.
Music.
You ain't never wanna be a nigga anyway, nigga. That's why you had an operation to make your nose smaller than your father's nose, nigga.
I don't follow you, nigga, cause you sent the motherfucking cease and desist to French Montana, nigga. You sent the police, nigga, hating on my dog project. That wasn't the same white boy that I seen, nigga, when we were making them early records, nigga. When you were happy to be around, nigga, seeing niggas holding them sticks. Yeah, you old motherfucking stun of your life, nigga. Give Weezy some more money, nigga. Give Rap-A-Lot some more money, nigga. White boy, yeah, biggest. It's Rosé, nigga. We can do it how you wanna do it, where you wanna do it, anytime you wanna do it. I'm ready. I'm ready, white boy. Huh? I know you got your Dockers on with no underwear, white boy. Yeah, you had that surgery, that six-pack going, that's why you wearing that funny shit at your show. You can't hide it, nigga. White boy.
Now.
Okay.
So Sincere, tell me.
Yes.
What is Drake going to say about Rick Ross that hasn't been said already? Because we all know that you used to be this and you used to be that. 50 Cent took out your baby moms. You was the other baby moms was caught in the porno. There's nothing for you to say, so you gotta bring bars and new information. So Drake, if he ain't got no new information or no bars, don't hit me with the "you used to be a CEO" and you. No, you ain't got nothing to say, bro. He ain't got nothing to say.
You don't think so?
Because Rick Ross he made himself in franchises besides rap franchises, and he made himself into a millionaire entrepreneur from being a rapper. And yes, we all know the history behind he used to be a CEO, and 50 Cent took out his baby moms and took her shopping and caught the other one on a porno tape. And I want to hear what really is he going to say against Rick Ross. I'd like to hear it.
Okay. All right, so you think, the way that you put it, it sounds like it's kind of hopeless. It sounds like he might as well not even come out.
Well, I know, but you never know if there's other dirt that we all don't know about. You know?
Right.
Because this is the industry. There might be a lot of Rick Ross dirt we just don't know about. But I'm just saying, just don't come with the okey-doke stuff that we know already. That's just like 8 Mile. That's just like when Eminem said, "What are you going to say? Tell everybody what you're going to say about me. Because I'm white, I live in a trailer park. What else are you going to say?" That's what I meant. I would like to hear fresh bars and show your ingenuity and really dig into it. Now we're going to see if Rick could write.
Okay. All right, or whoever he gonna have, to grab a pen and to write some bars for him, because he's definitely known for that also, you know what I'm saying, having some ghostwriters and some people that help him out in the studio with lyrics and
write for him? What you call it? Corey Gunn and Jay Mills. That's why both of their record deals were put on the shelf when Drake started to gravitate and become more of a star. Because the both of them were signed to Young Money at the same time.
Right.
But Drake was the breakout star. Drake and Nicki was the breakout star. But obviously, J Mills and Corey Guns is very lyrical. I rate the both of them. So let's see. Them checks are good. I wish I was getting one of them checks, boy. Them checks are good. Maybe
I'm quite sure, they might have been able to live quite well. They both are very solid lyricists. I think I might put Corey Guns ahead of J Mills as far as, ball.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But, yeah.
I agree. Jay Mills is a better battle rapper, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I think, like an MC like Corey, he's not really, he don't have that, you know, he got crazy bars, but he doesn't have that battle aggression, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That could, you know, right. He doesn't have that, you know what I'm saying? But you listen to that boy rhyme, like I remember when he was on Flex's show, and he, you know, he was on, you know, like the freestyle for Flex, and boy just went crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely, you know, good thing. But, yeah, we're getting ready to get on out the door. Big shout-out to the Tylers, right, for rocking out with us. They had the skedaddle. Right, big shout-out to A1 for hanging out with us in the building. We're going to be back tomorrow for the original Dirty Basement Radio Show starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So definitely tune in with us, all right, for some more stuff. Definitely got some things we definitely have to discuss tomorrow, some things that have been in the news, some things that have transpired, because so many things come and go so quick, Mr. Roar. We don't always, you know, and when stories first break, you know how it is. Everybody's into the story when it first breaks, and everybody hears about it, and there's a whole lot of controversy or whatever, but then it dies down, right? But a lot of times the story does come to a conclusion or to some kind of an end, right? But we don't know what that is because, you know, the media doesn't follow up on it the same way that they gave you that initial rush. So we're going to follow up on a couple of stories hopefully tomorrow. All right, addition to Going No will definitely be in the building. Artists, definitely send your music up. Follow me on that social media. Y'all should know what to do by now. All right, Mr. Roy, you got any last words?
Definitely R.I.P. to my young gunner. Two of them. Matter of fact, in a week, I lost two people.
No, boy.
Definitely two young brothers. You never know what it is, man. Life is short. Take it by the hand and just live your life to the fullest. You know, peace and blessings to all. And we'll check y'all tomorrow in the Dirty Basement. I'll be here. You.
All right. That's what's up. All right. All right. Rest in peace to those that you lost, Mr. Roar. Jazzo, you got any last words?
Yeah, we're about to take over the world. I need y'all to look closely for Dirty Basement Social Club. It's coming soon. I'm telling you, it's coming real soon.
All right, Jazzo going to get me in trouble. Mr. Roy, you're definitely going to want to be there for that. All right, Jazzo wants to, I think A1 going to want to come out for this. See, what Jazzo's talking about? All right, I'm going to let the cat out the bag. All right, Jazzo wants to set up the 2024 Dirty Basement version of the Boom Boom Room. All right, that's what he's talking about. He wanted to set up the Boom Boom Room. So get ready.
I got to get my itinerary. I need to get the itinerary ready.
Jazzo.
I got to get the travel bag.
You definitely gonna need the travel bag. All right, get the suitcase with the wheels. All right, and you gonna have to move quick. All right, so we got a lot of stuff that's coming on. Hopefully, all right, I won't get caught up in no scandals. I'm trying to avoid scandals. All right, so Jazzo, you gonna have to keep me out of trouble now. Don't get me caught up in no scandal.
No, it's going to be private. It's going to be a private social club. Everything will be private.
You know
what I'm saying? You got to have a membership to get in. You got to have a membership to drink. You got to have a membership
right.
to even park.
You got to be somebody.
I don't care if somebody came up with $1,000, they can't get in. We can't get in. You got to be somebody.
You heard that? All right, you don't care. All right, you're going to have to knock on the door a certain way. You're going to have to know the secret handshake. All right? All that shit. All right? All that shit. All right?
Do we get the handshake. Do we get the special hat? Do we get the grand pullback hat?
All that.
Wow. It's over. I get the Rob Crandon hat. You know, the
all that shit. Better than the Rob Crandon hat. You see, better than the Ralph Cranston hats, we get the water buffalo hats. Right? We get the water buffalo hat. That's the one we get.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Yo, y'all really silly, because I ain't wearing no damn buffalo hat.
Listen, I'm ready to
like looking like Mr. Kazoo. Y'all crazy.
That's wrong. That's wrote that.
All right. Well, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it, Jazzo. We'll get you a helmet or something. We'll get you a helmet.
There you go. That'll work. I wear a helmet before I wear some buffalo hat.
All right, y'all. We get ready to get on out of here, man. I don't know. I just having some fun before we get on out the door. Big shout out to everybody who rocked out with us. A1 salute, man. Catch up to everybody tomorrow. We're going to close it out with this one right here. This is Pusha T. All right, Diet Coke. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Imagine every player's aiming coach right. Master recipes on the stove light. The number on the jersey is the quote right. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke right. Everybody get it off the boat right. But only I can really have a snow fight. Detroit nigga challenge, what's your dope like? If your bin's bigger, step it up to ghost light. Missy was our only misdemeanor. My tunnel vision's better under stove light. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? My workers compensated so they don't strike. Wish me luck, see green like Don Bishop. The ones you truck, so change like them chains you tuck. Far as I'm concerned, who's the best? Me and Yezo. Washed and dried, so give me all of mine and pesos. Add it up. Your bitches in them pictures, but they laser tagging us. They mad at us. Who wouldn't be? We became everything you couldn't be. Everything your mama said you shouldn't be. The Porsche's horse is revving like, look at me. Saddle up. I'm still pitching, baby, batter up. Imaginary players aiming coach right. Master recipes on the stove light. The number on his jersey is the quote right. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? All you niggas get it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight. Detroit nigga challenge, what's your dope like? If your bin's bigger, step it up to ghost light. The flow's untouched, the drums is tough. Drive culling in when roads get rough. Snow's a must, the nose adjust. Young G's like we hove and puff. Best jewelries and hoes we love. Chanel trinkets, same hoes will blush. Crush hearts like pretty boys. And we driving pretty toys. Extendos will make plenty noise. Crescendo, make your car endo. Pierce your car window. Missy was our only misdemeanor. Nike box, hold 100,000 with no insoles. The crack era was such a black era. How many still standing reflecting in that mirror? Lucky imaginary players aiming coach right. Master recipes on the stove light. The number on his jersey is the quote right. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? All you niggas get it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight. Detroit nigga challenge, what's your dope like? If your bin's bigger, step it up to ghost light.